This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As we enter this blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby we find the immense blessings upon this ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that for many of us, or some of us unfortunately, that life is beginning to move away from us in terms of our focus of this blessed ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Life for some of us Muslims unfortunately has just become a life which is all about play and amusement, merriment and entertainment. And not to say that raha, rest, to rejuvenate oneself, to revitalize oneself is haram in the sharia. There is a time that a person does go into some form of amusement which is halal, based upon the words mentioned to the companion, Ya Hanbala Sa'atan wa Sa'atan, that there's a burden and your worship, and there's a time to return back towards your family and your daily needs. And likewise, inside Surah Yusuf, we find the 12th chapter of the Quran, verse number 12, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعْنَا غَدًا يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Release him, release Yusuf alayhi salam, that we may take him out, that he may relax and play with us. So we're not against the concept of enjoying oneself, but when this excessive nature goes beyond the bounds, thus you find a principle that is mentioned, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ تَجَاوَزَ حَدُّهُ أَصْبَحَ ضِدَّهُ. Any form of action that you go beyond its prescribed limits, go beyond the boundaries, it becomes the opposite. Anything excessive, anything even halal, you begin to take excessive amounts of that, it becomes haram eventually. So this is the focus that we want to make. That there seems to be an excessive amount for many of us Muslims. Al-mu'min la yuldaghu min juhrin wahidin marratayn. A believer is never stung from the same hole twice. And we are stung from the same hole on many, many occasions. And we're not against the gaining of this dunya. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. There's some people who only want this world. فَمَا لَهُمْ نَصِيبٍ. They have no share of the akhirah. But the real believers are those individuals. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Give us good in this world and give us good in the hereafter. And save us from the punishment of the hellfire. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share, your portion of this dunya. Use it to come closer and to gain the akhirah. That is the intent of using this dunya and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for many of us individuals, that this earth, this playground, or this pitch that we have, has begun to be developed in the various forms of arenas and sports stadiums and aerodromes and superdomes that we find in various forms of rallies and entertainments across the Muslim globe. That is a reality that many people don't want to face. And we don't want to name and shame places and avenues and locations, but it's quite clear of the super deluxe luxury buildings, etc., that we find are all signs, the minor signs of the Day of Judgment. That somehow we begin to shy away from this factor. Indeed, the hour is close. اقتربت للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The hour has been established, and most of mankind are in a state of ghafla, in a heedlessness. That is how close we are towards the final times. And what we make in our Muslim lands, unfortunately, it lays there barren. After whatever amounts of wealth that we spend, it just lies there. That there is no purpose. There's no real benefit for what we've established inside our lands. At least these people, they have certain principles that they follow. If they don't agree with someone, they will make it quite clear and quite explicit, even in the world of sports. This country does not get along with Zimbabwe. They don't like President Mugabe. So even a world of sports, they refuse to play cricket with them. But in the Muslim world, we don't have any principles. We rush to play games. We rush to create facade and corruption. And we say this is a form of entertainment, of bridging the gap between us and the wider world. Something to ponder and to reflect upon about the direction that we are heading towards. What is happening to us Muslims in celebrating what will happen tomorrow? Ayyamul Watan, days of independence. Where are days of independence in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Large portions of Muslim countries celebrate their days of independence. Some try to quote Hubbul Watani min al Iman. A love of one's country is from Iman. This statement عند العلماء الحديث is موضوع, is a fabrication, is a lie. لا أصل له, has no essence. So when these people who are going to celebrate tomorrow in their belief that this is a day of independence, or whatever Muslim country it may be, for us al-Ummiyun, a ummah which is illiterate, The days in front of us are only 29 or 30 days. And the only two celebrations that a Muslim has in his life is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha and Yawm al-Jum'ah. There is no other celebration. There is no other independence. There is no liberation. This is the only liberation for the mu'min, the believer. This blessed day and those other two blessed days. And thus we need to go back and begin to understand the real essence of those ayat that we mentioned, revolving around the verb or the word la'iba, to play, and to begin to understand how the Quran talks about the play and the amusement inside this dunya which has trapped many of us. Right in the beginning we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We do not create the heavens and the earth as a game, as mere play, as mere amusement. In other passages in the Quran we find, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We do not create the heavens and the earth, once again, for mere play. And then the ayah continues, مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. We created them in truth, in reality. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people don't know. Most people don't have knowledge and understanding of what is the purpose of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created around us. So this is the first purpose that some of us unfortunately have misunderstood. That what is the purpose of the heavens and the earth around us. And likewise we find that if the heavens and the earth have been created in jest, in play, then naturally people are going to think that the human being has been created for play as well. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You've been created in a state of vanity, no purpose, no ghaya, no intent. You've just been created. Sudfatan. The Big Bang Theory, you came into existence. That a human being has nothing to do upon this world except for to eat, drink, and to amuse themselves. And thus the Quran mentions quite directly the most strongest of ayat talking about the purpose of the human being. Inside Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 51st chapter, verse number 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The whole intent of creating the human being and the jinn is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything the human being does, حَتَّى نَوْمُهُ, his sleep, his awakening, his drinking, everything that the mu'min, the believer does, is classified as a ibadah. Hatta defecation. Even the visiting of Baytul Khala, the lavatory, with the correct intention, becomes a form of ibadah. For only the believer, for only the Muslim, who understands what his or her intent is upon this world. And thus if you lose focus upon the Creator, then naturally the one who delivers the message, the person who's been entrusted to deliver the message via the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you begin to find such statements, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ. Have you come with the truth? Are you also one of the players who's playing a game? This is how unfortunately some of us Muslims see the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See it as a game. And as the Quran begins, it's quite strange that the first four ayat talk about the believers. The next two or three ayat talk about the disbelievers. And the following 11, 12 or so ayat talk about the munafiqun. But us, many of us, we don't seem to understand the message of the Quran. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. As believers, we stop to begin to think. The Quran mentioned this book is guidance للمتقين, for the pious individuals. And then it begins to take us into a journey of صفات المنافقين. Why is the Quran taking us through that journey? Ulama of Usul al-Tafsir, they mention Al-Ibratu bi'umumi lafzi la bi-khususi sabab. The lesson is to be taken from the generality of the words and not from the specification of revelation. That's the first lesson we should be taking every single night when we hear the Quran. The Quran is not talking about Bani Israel. It's not talking about Ahlul Kitab. It's not talking about Al-Yahud. It's not talking about Al-Nasara. It's talking about me. It's talking about this Ummah. That this Ummah will follow the same footsteps, will make the same mistakes, will make the same slip-ups, exactly those people that came before. The Quran mentions right in the beginning those people are Sufaha. Foolish individuals. And it's quite sad that we have to use such words upon our own selves. Day in and day out, the most clearest of Sufaha individuals at the moment are none other than this Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quite sad it is to use such words upon ourselves. But unfortunately that is a reality of many of us, that we began to lose focus. And as again in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah that we find, the whole Surah Al-Baqarah is mentioned of these few ayat, of these people being told, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. Musa alayhi salam said to his people, Allah has commanded me to tell you to sacrifice the haifa, to sacrifice the cow. قَالُوا وَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا. Are you making a mockery out of us? Are you joking with us? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّيَ نَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Prophets of Allah are not here to make jokes. They're not ignorant individuals. Their commandments are brought down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever he speaks is divine revelation. Their commandments are not jokes. They're not amusement. It's not being trivial. That for many of us, their commandments, especially the commandments bestowed upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how trivial we begin to take them. When the Quran mentions that Surah Al-Hashr, the 59th chapter of the Quran, verse number 7, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever he tells you to take, take it. Whatever he tells you to abstain from, abstain from it. And then we claim, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where's your ittiba'ur rasul? Where's your imitation? Your following of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as you find that those individuals, their religion has become a joke for them. Mere play and amusement. For a Muslim, one's deen, inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The way of life in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Islam. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man has been created in a state of weakness, will err, will make mistakes. كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. All of the son of Adam will make mistakes. But the best of those individuals who make the mistakes are those who repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those people who repent and those people who purify themselves. So that's naturally something that's going to take place. But don't take your deen as a joke. Try your best to adopt the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Oh, you believe? Enter into Islam in total submission and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Indeed, he's a clear, devout enemy towards you. Inside Surah Al-Ma'idah, we find talk about those individuals. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. Oh, you believe? Don't take those individuals who've taken their deen as play and amusement. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَالْكُفَّارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Those people of the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, their religion has become a play and amusement. That's what they take their deen as. It's all a great big game for them. To blaspheme, to curse, to revile, to make a mockery, to make a joke of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, if I hear another hidden message, وَالْكُفَّارُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Disbelievers are allies, friends towards one another. This is something else we can't seem to understand in this Muslim ummah. And just before the greatest ayah of the Quran that we find, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 255. Just before that, we find something strange is mentioned. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The disbelievers are the biggest oppressors. Place the Quran on trial today. أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌّ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there any doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the originator of the heavens and the earth? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who is more truer in speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Quran is telling us, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Don't take my enemy and your enemy as your close allies and your close friends. Simple teachings. And as we find these individuals, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. When the call of prayer is made, they make it as a form of play, of amusement. Because these are a people who are devoid of any form of understanding. And this lesson and warning concerns us today as well. How many of us hear the adhan today and don't respond to the adhan? This new phenomenon of the adhan that we find on these satellite coverage and stations that you find. The adhan is delivered, and straight after adhan is returned back to the munkar and the fawahish. What respect is that to the adhan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The month of Ramadan that you find, people watch more musalsalat, more dramas, more serials, more television, more satellite. Hear the adhan, give a lip service, and straight away these channels return back. Return back at times to the kufr, their disbelief, their fawahish, their immorality. And so at least we pay a service to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what this adhan has become for some of us, play and amusement. Likewise, we find towards the end of Surah An-Najm, the 53rd chapter of the Quran, whereby you find that even the disbelievers, when the Prophet Muhammad recited this surah, the end of this surah, went into state of prostration. And the hidden message is there once again for many of us. What life has become, talking about those individuals. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. Don't we Muslims even today marvel at the Quran? We marvel at the Quran, but that's as far as it goes for some of us. We marvel at the Quran, but its penetration has still not entered into our hearts. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not the time come for the believers that their hearts become soft and lenient with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truth which has been sent down? Thus we find, وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. You laugh and you don't weep. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا. Read the tafsir of the ma'na, وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. Whistling, clapping, merriment, singing, enjoying yourselves. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. This in a nutshell places this Muslim ummah. That's all it is for us. Even in the month of Ramadan, people don't want to abstain from listening to haram. Ulama have used this ayah as an evidence of making music and singing to be haram. Like by Surah Luqman, the 31st chapter, verse number 6. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُدِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. People who seek vulgar speech said, purchase this vulgar speech, لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to send people astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least have some shame in this month of Ramadan of what's going into your ears, what your eyes are visualizing. العين تزني, the eye commits zina. What is the zina of the eye? Looking at that which is haram. Simple Muslims we are. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. That's what a Muslim, a mu'min, believer is. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. It's those individuals, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We hear and we disobey. Say to the believing men to lower their gazes and to guard their chastity. That's how a mu'min is. That's how a believer is. Takes everything in a simple way and implements it inside their life. All this joke and comedy that you find, that when you ask this question, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. If you ask them, what is this that's taking place in these ayat, inside Surah At-Tawbah, and you read the sabab and nuzul of these ayat, whereby these individuals are making a mockery, joking about the companions, joking about the messenger, at whose expense? قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Are you making a mockery, a joke about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you making a joke about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That's what these people are doing in front of our faces, ridiculing, mocking the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Bring no excuses, is what the messenger recited upon these individuals. Holding his camel, begging for forgiveness, presenting excuses. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah highlights, those people make a mockery of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger, then this ayah is applicable upon them. Don't bring no excuses anymore of you turning away
of the ayat and the messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These people have been deceived by the entertainment of this dunya in pomp, play and amusement. وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Don't be beguiled, don't be deceived by these individuals, that this world of play and amusement has deceived them, has taken them away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let yourself become like that individual or those individuals who lose their focus. Another passage in the Quran that we find, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Exactly the same ayah, but with a different ending. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. So we'll forget them. We'll forget them this day like they forgot us. You forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Don't become like those individuals who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah makes you forget your own self. Never will they be the same. The people of paradise and the people of hellfire. How do you judge upon this world? Judging the believers, just like the criminals and those people who deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never will be the same. Begin to decide in this blessed month whether you're going to be Hizbullah. Ala inna Hizballahi humul muflihun. To be with a group, the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that party, that group will always be successful. Or you belong to Hizb al-Shaytan. Ala inna Hizb al-Shaytani humul khasirun. Indeed, the people who belong to the group of the devil, indeed they will be the manifest individuals in a clear loss. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Once again, what is this world but play and amusement? وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. The hereafter is far better for the pious individuals if only they could comprehend and understand these teachings. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ ولجميع المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تمسك بسنته لا يوم الدين أما بعد. Amongst the many numerous ayat that we find concluding about the role of this dunya or the deception this dunya has made upon us, وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. Once again, what is this world except for play and amusement? And indeed, the final abode, the final place, lahi al-hayawan, is a real place of living. Law kanu ya'lamun, if only they had knowledge and understanding regarding this factor. Likewise, you find innama al-hayatu ad-dunya la'ibun wa lahu. Indeed, this world is nothing but play and amusement. And the most powerful ayah talking about this world of being play and amusement, which many of us have fallen into, inside Surah Al-Hadid, the 57th chapter of the Quran, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد.
Know for a fact that this world is nothing but play and amusement and beautification and a mutual boasting of what you own and you possess of your children and your property and your wealth. The real wealth is the wealth of the heart.
يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
That day your wealth and your property and your children will not avail you, will not help you, except for the individual who comes with a pure and a sound heart dedicated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So in conclusion, leave these individuals. فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوْعَدُونَ.
Leave these individuals to enjoy. Enjoy themselves inside this world. Leave them alone in this entertainment until the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls upon these individuals.
And those amongst us Muslims who may have fallen into this trap, then remember these ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أَوَا أَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا دُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
Once again, the whole theme being about play and amusement.
Do these people feel safe? And يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا دُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
The time of the forenoon. وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. And they're busy playing.
Do you really feel safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Do you feel safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
The mu'min, the believer, is always vigilant, not knowing what their final ending could be.
Only a person who is deceived, who is duped, who thinks that somehow I've escaped, that I'm on a path of righteousness, that I've escaped.
Never does a believer think that until the person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ.
Continuously worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until certainty comes upon you,
بِمَعْنَى الْمَوْتِ.
Until death comes upon the individual, the person is continuously focused and striving to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And thus in conclusion, we need to begin to become the players in our deen or off our deen. Because as we began with, life is not all about play for a believer.
There is a time for raha, but even more so we can visualize that the time for rest for the real believers has been taken away.
There will be only one raha by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside the grave, and then later on in that final destination. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate all of us in this world from any form of punishment befalling us in this blessed month of Ramadan, or bringing us closer and closer to the divine teachings of the Quran, the Sunnah, and its implementation inside this world upon our bodily structures and within our hearts even more so.
إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.
وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.